the Riyadh negotiations are unequivocally a breakthrough. Even the composition of the negotiators, among whom, for example, the American side lacked the somewhat clumsy and tough Kellogg, speaks volumes. Trump sent those people to the negotiations who are most capable of understanding and hearing Russia's position and then conveying it to him personally. I think the Russian side, among a variety of positions, clearly stated the unsuitability of Zelensky as a participant in the negotiations, logically citing his complete illegitimacy and ineffectiveness. And Trump clearly endorsed this immediately after the first negotiations, stating that support for Zelensky in Ukraine is no more than 4%.
A dictator without elections. Zelensky better move fast or he's not going to have a country left.
Consequently, his participation in the negotiation process with Russia cannot occur. And this means that Zelensky has been dismissed by the U.S. and there will be elections in Ukraine. Zelensky has begun to panic. He had bet on the Democrats, effectively participating in Kamala Harris's campaign. And Trump supporters will neither forget nor forgive him for this. Accordingly, he has now aligned himself with the most aggressive Russophobic European leaders who are now also panicking because their main support in the form of American globalists has collapsed. They do not know what to do and they vacillate from one extreme to another. Either they will send troops to Ukraine to fight Russia, as Starmer and Macron said, or not, as Macron is now saying. For now, I see in Zelensky's words and actions the quite logical behavior of a person who's been written off. He apparently really believed in his role as a sovereign ruler and continues to play it to this day, although, of course, he was never truly a sovereign ruler. But this role has come to an end. He can no longer play it, like an actor who has been dismissed from the cast. Yes, he tries to make some dramatic gestures, wringing his hands, saying that he will go to Riyadh and barge into these negotiations himself. Then he said, no, something went wrong, they won't let me in. And although he continues to exploit the crisis for personal gain, it is already obvious to everyone, Zelensky is finished.